Life can never shake my inner bliss. Life can never shake my inner bliss. I live a life that is filled with peace and joy and harmony and magic. I live a life that's filled with all the things that make me wonder just why I never recognized it before. I have been in contact with my inner bliss most of my life. In fact, all of my life. I have never been out of contact with my inner bliss. But I have not always been aware of it. I have not always been aware of my inner bliss and how my inner bliss works. I've not always been aware of what life is all about. And I think that sometimes life shakes my inner bliss. Oh, different religions will tell me that I have to believe in their method of understanding. Different philosophers tell me I have to believe in their different methods of understanding. People tell me that I must follow their path, I must go their way. And their ways are probably quite good. Undoubtedly, their ways are meaningful to them. And as meaningful as their ways are to them, their ways are doing great things for them. But is that the way I am to follow? Go within to the Father within. This is what the Bible, as we understand it, always tells it. This is what the Christian Bible tells us. Go within to the Father, and the Father will reward thee openly. Philosophers across the scope of the earth say, man, know thyself. Know yourself. Know who you are. Life can never shake my inner bliss because I know who I am. I know what my life is. I know what my dreams and goals and choices are, and they are all very good. Oh, the world will come along and you say, it seems unrighteous. These people are living in this country, and this country is at war, and these people have genocide and death to all the people in the country, just killing them off terribly. And you say, they're not all bad, they're not all good. Why did they all create that in their world? Why did they all create that type of an activity in their life? Why did they create life so terrible? Well, did they? Did they create life terrible, or was the terribleness of life an opportunity for them to decide who they were, to get to know their inner bliss? Can you, in the face of calamity or in the face of very great difficulty, stop and be still and say, all is peace? Can you stop and say, all is in divine order, when all the world is being shook right to the core? When you can do that, then you have met your bliss and retained your bliss and remained with your bliss all the days of your life. When you can do that, then truly you are a master. Truly you are a divine being. But as long as the world can shake you, as long as it can mess you up and make you feel unstable and insecure and unhappy, as long as the world can do that to you, then you haven't taken charge of yourself. You haven't said to yourself, life can never shake my inner bliss, because I know who I am. I am divine. I am wonderful. I am fantastic. I am glorious. Life can never shake my inner bliss. My inner bliss is so pure, so beautiful, so strong, and so wonderful that it stands forth under all circumstances. No matter what goes on in my world, no matter what difficulties take place, no matter what seeming tragedies happen, I say all is in divine order. I say I am in bliss. And then I take a moment and I go into bliss. I become quiet. I become still. I let go and let nothing disturb me whatsoever. And I listen to the inner voice within me. And the inner voice within me says, all is good. All is in divine order. When I can look and see all in divine order, when there is but seemingly strife, then I am walking the path of my inner bliss. It's something that I must choose to do, because I can choose to look at the raw and raunchy side of life and wonder why that happens in my life. I can choose to read murder mysteries, and I can choose to see a world at ill ease with itself, and then I wonder why my world is ill at ease with itself. I can look at all the things in life, and I can place upon them the imaginative ideas of negativity, all I want, and then wonder why they are part of my world. But as a man thinketh in his heart, so is he. I think in my heart that I am beautiful. I think in my heart that all is in divine order. I think in my heart that I like myself. I think in my heart that I have the most beautiful family in the world. I have the most beautiful mother and father in the world. I have the most beautiful children in the world. I have the most beautiful brothers and sisters in the world. I have the most beautiful associates in the world with whom I work. I have the most beautiful world in which I live, because I look at my world and I call it good and very good, and so it is. I look at life and call it magical and wonderful, and so it is. Whatever I call my world, that is what my world is. Whatever I see in my life, that's what it is. Whatever my dreams are, that's what I carry out in my everyday thought. That's what I carry out in my everyday action. That's what everything in my life is now and forevermore, because that's who I am, and I love it, and it is wonderful. But life can never shake my inner bliss, and so therefore I go to my inner bliss. Under all life's circumstances, I go to my inner bliss and I say, peace, peace, be still, and know that I am God. Be still and know that I am the creator of my universe. Be still and know that I am that I am. And when I say these things, not always understood, but when I say these things, I am putting a universal cause into motion for myself. I'm putting a condition into motion in my life that will guide me and direct me for all the days that I am living here on this planet Earth. Yes, all my days on this planet Earth can be beautiful, can be wonderful, can be fantastic, can be glorious, can be inner bliss, if I choose to have it be that way. But it's up to me. It's up to me to call it good. It's up to me to speak my word and bring it forth in my world. It's up to me to be the manager, the director, the actor, the play, no matter what it is, it's up to me, because I am my own creator, and I am the creator of the world about me, and the world about me is good and very good, because it is my world, it is who I am, it is what I am, and it is why I am. And I am so happy and so pleased and so thrilled every time I recognize that whatever I see in my world, I have created. And whatever I see in my world, I choose to call good and very good. I choose to call it magic. I choose to call it my inner bliss. And as I call everything in my entire universe inner bliss, then life can never shake my inner bliss, because I am strong in the realization that my inner bliss is me, and it is me now and forevermore. And that's all that matters. And that's all that ever will matter. Because this is who I am. Life always illumines my inner bliss. And my inner bliss always illumines my life.